More public sector workers will join Friday's strike as the trade union NPSA says its members will take part in the action over the budget cuts and jobs. They will join the union Unison and members of the Irish National Teachers Organisation for the biggest strike seen here since 2011. Bumper Graham from NPSA is with us this morning. Good morning to you, Bumper.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. And the businessman and commentator, Erwin Armstrong. Good morning to you, Erwin.
Good morning, Stephen and Bumper.
Morning, Erwin.
So, you're going to do it then? Going to grind us all to a halt and achieve nothing in return?
Well, we hope to achieve a lot this coming Friday. For the first time since 2011, we will see tens of thousands of public service workers on the street doing two things, standing up for our public services, which are in crisis currently, and saying, we have had enough. We're not going to be the butt of further austerity measures from the Westminster government and then from the executive in Northern Ireland.
Government can't afford it, Bumper.
Well, the government can afford
Stormont it. Stormont cannot afford to continue to subsidise Northern Ireland as it once has.
Well,
they can't afford it.
The question is, can the British government afford it? And clearly the British government can. And what we would say is that there was a major failing in the Stormont House Agreement where we got very little money out of the Westminster government. We got loans to pay actually for job losses. Now, Stephen, I think it's incredible. Would you go into your bank manager and say, I want to borrow £200,000 so that I can pay off Vinnie and Davy and others? To destroy jobs. They're borrowing money to destroy jobs.
I'd get rid of those two tomorrow morning if I could. That's a separate matter, isn't it? The buses are going to be off as well. Translink are going to be on this strike as well. When is it? This Friday?
This Friday, yes.
So how are people going to get to work?
Well, Translink are part of our public services. They, like the health service and education and civil service, are being cut. They're finding money being taken out of the budget for trains and buses and for local buses. So they, like the rest of us, are saying, we need to stand up and say, enough is enough. We want to protect our public services.
How are people going to get to work on Friday?
They won't.
All right. So you're not harming the public then, but you're grinding this country to a halt to the point where you're now refusing to allow people to go to work on Friday.
If, and I hope we do, grind the country to a halt on Friday.
They won't. Some people might want to go to work.
Well, if we do it on Friday, we do it for a day. And that day will demonstrate to people in Northern Ireland how important and how essential our public services
are. How does a nurse get to work?
And we believe that our public servants deserve better treatment. But more importantly, we believe the people of Northern Ireland deserve money pumped into their public services to stop the crisis in the health service, to provide better trains and buses, to provide better functions provided by the civil
service. How does a nurse get to work on Friday?
Nurses will get to work. Most of them will travel by the way they normally do, which is probably by their own transport.
So for you don't think nurses use public transport?
Some will.
How will they get to work?
Well, if they won't, if there's no public transport.
And you're not concerned about that?
Our concern is not for Friday. Our concern is going forward. Here we are, 8 or 9 weeks ahead of a general election. This is an opportunity for people in Northern Ireland to say to all of our politicians that come the general election, we have to see a change of attitude from whoever is in power in Westminster.
Will school buses be running on Friday?
No.
They'll be off too?
Yes.
All right.
We will have
so you're
people
pulling primary kids into this too?
Not just primary, both secondary and grammar.
You're pulling children of all ages into this.
We will have out on strike on Friday people in education, teachers and support workers. We'll have people in the health service.
There's nothing to gloat about, though, is it?
We're not gloating about it, Stephen. We don't want to be in this position. We want to be in a position whereby our public services are properly funded and where public servants are not treated as the dogs to be kicked by the Westminster government.
Are you targeting Stormont here or are you targeting Westminster? Who is this strike targeted at?
It's targeted primarily at the Westminster government, but it is important to say that it is the Northern Ireland executive who are delivering the cuts in Northern Ireland. And what we want to say to all of the potential candidates for MPs in the election in May is you've got to go, if you're elected, back to Westminster and say to this government, enough is enough, we're not having it, and we want proper funding for our public services, which the United Kingdom can well afford.
Do you know what, Erwin Armstrong, you might just get a feel for how important the public sector is on Friday when you see the significant impact that this will have. So maybe we should be valuing public sector workers more and better.
I think we should value public sector workers, but the problem we have within Northern Ireland is that they get paid 27% more than the rest of the people within Northern Ireland. They have better pensions, they have better rights within their jobs, and to cap it all, there's 50% more public sector workers in Northern Ireland than there is in the rest of the UK. So Bumper is talking about a feather-bedded section of the community that is going out completely
feather-bedding. You seriously think public sector workers, some of whom are on 14, 15, 16 grand a year, feather-bedded, you really think they're getting superly looked after, do you?
The facts speak for themselves, Stephen. The actual figure is they are 42% better paid. But if you take out the higher education and all of those things, the figure is actually 27% like for like. But if that's not being feather-bedded, when there are people out there struggling...
They're having 20,000 job cuts imposed on them.
Yeah, but to get down to the real figure, which would be a comparison to the rest of the United Kingdom, it would actually be 40,000.
So that's not true. That is not true. Because the money that comes for public service jobs in Northern Ireland is based on a UK formula known as the Barnett formula. It's based on need. And also, regrettably, Erwin, there is a fact that in Northern Ireland, we still haven't resolved our problems. We've just been listening to our problems at the top of the show. We haven't resolved those problems. And that means that additional money is needed for public expenditure in Northern Ireland. And what we need to do is get money from Westminster to do two things. We need to heal the divisions of the past. And also, we need to fund public services like our health service, like our education service.
Sir Bumper, what are you actually going on strike for? Are you healing the divisions of the past? Are you going on strike to protect your workers? Are you going on strike to protect the public?
We're doing two things. We're going on strike to protect our public services and to support our public service members.
But why do the public services have 50% more employees in Northern Ireland than they do in the rest of the United Kingdom?
Straightforward
question.
Your facts are not facts. They're untruths.
They are absolute truths.
They are not.
There are 220,000 public servants in Northern Ireland, and the figure should not be 220,000.
Well,
I'll tell you why we have some additional public servants.
We have more policing per head in Northern Ireland. Why? Because we still have the problems that we've just discussed on the programme. Why do we have more people in education? Because we have a divided education system based on religion. So those are historical facts.
Are those not the things that you should actually be working on?
The trade union movement's been at the forefront of trying to ensure that Northern Ireland moves forward into a peaceful future, but you don't do that by destroying 20,000 public service jobs.
Do you seriously think, Erwin Armstrong, that 20,000 public sector workers are swinging the lead? Do you seriously think there's enough slack in the public sector for that? That we will get rid of those people and we won't notice a jot?
Stephen, if we go back into history, I think most people within Northern Ireland realise that one of the methods that the government used to get unemployment down was by increasing the public sector. And that was fine at the time. There weren't other jobs, so they did that. And it was successful. They gave lots of people jobs. But there is no one in Northern Ireland, maybe except Bumper, who believes that every civil servant in Northern Ireland is fully occupied. We all know they're
but
not.
But Erwin, there's a right.
If you speak to the civil servants,
Erwin, there's a rightful indignation about the 1,000 job losses that are going to happen in Gallagher's and Ballymena. We just heard in the news headlines about the job losses in Aegis in West Belfast. We in the trade union movement are equally opposed to those job losses in the private sector as we are to the 20,000 job losses for our members in the public sector. We want to see Northern Ireland grow, but you don't do that by destroying 20,000 jobs, and you don't do it by paying public service workers buttons, attacking their pensions, and then saying to them, oh, and by the way, we're putting you out the door and you're going to have to wait a long while before you get your pension.
Yeah, no, I don't think it is a Jackson to get a pension, but it's this idea that you're protecting your workers when they're ready.
Erwin, what are trade unions for? It'd be a bizarre trade union that wasn't out to protect its members' interests.
Oh, even at the expense of the public. I mean, that seems to be what you're saying.
Well, what I've said...
We don't care about the public as long as
I said this to Stephen.
Point across.
What we're concerned about is the future delivery of our public services. And if it takes us taking action on Friday to demonstrate how valuable our public services are, then we will do that.
Here's Colin and put it down. Morning, Colin. Hello, Colin.
Hi, good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Bumper and his colleagues are calling out what he would call low-paid workers to strike on Friday. They're going to lose their pay. Is Bumper giving up his pay and his other union representatives on Friday as well?
Colin, I'm quite happy. I've said this before on Stephen's show, that when our members take strike action like they will be on Friday, I will be working on Friday, but equally, I will give up my day's pay on Friday.
Will all your colleagues throughout the unions do the same?
I hope they will, but I can only speak, obviously, for myself, and that's what I'll be doing.
Well, there could be a point of principle from your union that if you're asking people to forgo their pay, that you would say as a point of principle that no union member will take theirs.
Yes, and many of my colleagues I know do that, Stephen.
No, but you could say it's a point of principle that every union member will.
I would agree, but I can't require that of everybody. All I'm saying is that I know my colleagues in NIPSA do it, and I will be doing it.
Union rep is what I meant, obviously. Colin, is that enough for you?
Well, no, because he's been very evasive to the question.
I'm not sure he has been, actually. He's answered it.
Well, he hasn't answered it.
Well, Colin, what can I say?
Actually, he gives three answers. First of all, you said you hope they would give up the pay. Then you said that your colleagues, some of them, will be given. Are they going to all give it up or not?
Colin, all I can say is that in my union, NIPSA, the history is that my colleagues have given up their pay. I certainly will be giving up my pay on Friday.
So all your colleagues this Friday then will be giving up their day's pay?
I would hope so.
Would hope so. Well, hope so is not good enough.
Colin, thank you. Richard, next morning, Richard.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Richard.
That bummer Graham's on again, a rabble-rouser. That man should climb back into his cave again.
Well, is there any chance of treating people with a modicum of respect that come on this programme? Now, let's talk about the issue rather than the man.
About the issue. There's no appetite for a strike.
Well, no, the appetite is clearly there because our members have voted for it.
That's not there. Well, I'll tell you what. These people have voted for these strikes, so maybe they should try a week or two in the private sector to see how they get on. The public servants are well looked after in this country and everybody knows it.
So you clearly work in the private sector yourself?
I work in the private sector, I don't get 6 months sick pay when I'm off for sick.
What's your problem with the ordinary working man in the public sector standing up for his rights, Richard?
Bummer Graham's all about taking his day off whatever he's paid. So the man gets paid out of the public purse.
I don't. I do not get paid out of the public purse.
You're a rabble-rouser.
I get paid by the members of NIPSA. And what I'm about in preparing for Friday is defending
Richard,
our health
wise
service.
Up. Wise up, Richard. Wise up. Stop. Stop, Richard. Let Bumper reply.
Well, clearly there is a money tree because in the UK, £87 billion a year is given to big business to subsidise them.
Rubbish.
And they're cutting tax inspectors so they don't get money in from business.
Typical left-wing garbage. That's all comes out of your mouth. You're friends of the Labour Party despite this culty.
They're not my friends of the Labour Party.
Destroyed even more.
Richard, listen to me. What is wrong with the ordinary working man standing up for his rights, for better conditions, and to try to get another couple of quid into the pocket of his family? What's wrong with that?
Well, that's fair enough. But I work in the public sector, and I haven't got a raise in 5 years. The private sector, I haven't got a raise in 5 years. You don't see me walking out because if I walked out and strike, I'd probably lose my job.
Well, you shouldn't, because it's your right to take industrial action, provided...
It would never be my right to take industrial action, because I would never be in a trade union, because I'm not a left-winger like you.
Well, that says everything if you're opposed to trade unions and what trade unions are about.
I'm opposed to trade unions, because you're all dinosaurs.
Do you make use of the health service?
There's no support for trade unions in this country anymore.
Well, I think you'll find that's not the case.
The only support there is in the trade unions in the public sector. And that's your last stand of the public sector, because that's all you have. You have nothing else.
Do you use the health service?
Of course I use it because I pay for it. I pay taxes and I use it.
Do you use the education service?
Well, I was educated a long time, eh?
Exactly. Public services. And that's what we're out on Friday to do. We're out to defend those public services.
The public service are well looked after in this country. And there's no talking to you. You know they are. All the sick pay and all they get. There's no talking to you. They're well looked after. And everybody knows it. Even the people that's on the public service know it.
So you believe that it'll be for the benefit of Northern Ireland to see 20,000 jobs being lost and that money coming out of the economy?
There's far too many public servants in this country compared to the rest of the UK. There's far too many of them. And you know it. And yes, you're looking after your jobs. That's all you're doing. There's far too many public servants in this country.
It is the role of the trade union to protect its members' interests.
How important is the public sector?
You're a rabble rouser.
You're not doing too bad yourself.
Well, I mean...
How important is the public sector, Richard?
I love to work in the real world, you see, that's the difference.
How important is the public sector to the private sector? The likes of government spending, grants to companies, teaching and training, roads for transporting goods, police protecting businesses. You think of how important the public sector actually is, Richard, for people like you. Maybe then you'd respect it a little bit more.
I do respect the public sector, but I'm stating realities. The public sector is well looked after compared to the private sector, and all you seem to do is call people out and strike. And how's that going to fix anything? That's going to make things worse.